On almost any night, you can hear many of the candidates for mayor of Boston as they appear regularly at public forums across the city. But last night was a first, all 12 candidates together at once for their only televised debate. In an event last night co-sponsored by New England Cable News, the Boston Herald, and Suffolk University, the mayoral contenders talked about everything from which schools their kids attend to who can best negotiate contracts with the city's unions. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this report.
Any candidate is going to have a tough time breaking through a field of 12, even when the debate is 90 minutes long. But several of the candidates did make themselves heard. Sometimes it was because they were asked a direct question, as when Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley had to defend why he sent his children to Catholic schools and not the Boston public schools.
In their early years, I wanted them to get a more of a religious and character education that is not available.
At-large City Councilor John Connolly, a former teacher who does send his children to the city's public schools and who's made improving education his top issue, jumped in to defend Connolly.
I just want to say I don't think that it's a legitimate question to ask Dan Connolly in the sense of I know if Dan Connolly's mayor, he's going to do everything he can to make the Boston public schools work. I think it's a deeply personal decision for people about where they send their children to go to school.
For at-large City Councilor Felix Arroyo, the only Latino candidate in the race, the issue of schools provided an opportunity for him to reach out to people in Spanish.
50% of the students in our public schools hablan un idioma que no es inglés en su casa y merecen una buena educación.
50% of the students in our public schools, Arroyo said, speak a language other than English at home and deserve a good education. Boston's next mayor will have to negotiate union contracts with the city employees. At times, Mayor Tom Menino has found that to be a long, frustrating, and expensive process. One of the forum's moderators, Joe Battenfeld of the Boston Herald, wanted to know if State Representative Marty Walsh, a union leader himself, would be tough enough in labor negotiations. Codman Square Health Center founder Bill Walczak said Walsh would not be up to the job.
Do you think Mr. Walsh will be able to negotiate with unions or anyone else can jump
John
on that?
No, I don't.
You don't think he can?
I want to jump in here.
Marty Walsh jumped in to defend himself.
We're negotiating contracts with the police contract. And we're going to be the next mayor of Boston, whoever it is here, is going to be faced with a $200 million back pay that we have to pay for the contract that wasn't settled at the table. And I am the person that can negotiate with unions to make sure that we get the agreement before we go to arbitration.
The candidates have been running for months, but many people are just beginning to pay attention as the preliminary election approaches. On September 24th, voters will winnow the 12 candidates to 2 finalists. But with just 2 weeks before voting day, the candidates are still explaining things like why they left their last job. That's what happened to Bill Walczak. Joe Battenfeld asked him why he left Kearney Hospital, where he was president.
I didn't think that I could achieve my goals at the Kearney Hospital unless I was able to develop family medicine with obstetrics. And so we had a parting of the ways, and that's the official the way in which this came about.
How much were you paid to leave?
Paid to leave?
Yeah,
I received
a severance
package, and I'm sorry, that's by virtue of legal agreement, I can't disclose it.
First Marty Walsh, then former Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative head John Barrows, jumped in to defend Walczak.
Bill did a great job in County Hospital, and I know there was a difference of opinion there, and I don't think Bill has to disclose it. I know he can't disclose it, and we were sad to see him go because he was a great president of the hospital and was really doing some good things, turning the hospital around.
There are some agreements you make once you're signing a severance package, and one of them is you can't talk about it.
The testiest moment came when the candidates were asked about crime. Dan Conley was defending his record as Suffolk County DA when radio station owner Charles Clemens challenged him.
Shootings are down 35% in the last 6 years.
Shootings are down. 128 shootings since the Boston Marathon.
Can I have
the floor? How is that down?
Can I have the floor, Charles, please? You don't talk over me at other forums. How about not tonight, okay?
Things got heated again when John Conley promised to cut waste in the administration of the Boston Public Schools. And John Barrows, a former member of the school committee, defended the administration.
You haven't turned around a school. You don't know what it means to turn around a school. I've helped to turn around the Orchard Garden Private School, and we're the mayor with experience.
12 candidates, 12 different experiences, and not much time now for each of them to stand out and talk about why his or her experience is the right one for Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.